I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. All of us know, at least in an abstract sort of way, that our life's trajectory can change in a moment. We march along with a compelling mix of poignant and prosaic experiences and challenges, perhaps with a false sense of security that what we have planned for the near and long term will indeed come to fruition. Alas, as so many of us discover, the best laid plans can be dashed in a heartbeat. The accident no one saw coming, the job that ends abruptly, the relationship that sours because of one impertinent, poorly timed comment, or the harrowing medical crisis. Often we have limited control over the arrival of these sharp detours in our lives. But as we hear from Michael and Carolyn Obelomia, sometimes we do have powerful control over how we respond.
On the morning of May 21st, 2016, my husband Michael sent out an email to friends describing the day as a glorious Saturday, limitless with its possibilities. Instead, 15 minutes after sending out the email, Michael suffered a right middle cerebral artery stroke, affecting a large portion of his right temporal lobe, severely impacting his ability to comprehend, speak, and control his left side.
The early morning of May 21st, I awoke and thought of the plans of a 50-mile bicycle ride to cheer my twins' regatta and prepare for my work week. I could not understand the quicksand that enveloped me at 7:45 a.m. I turned from my wife sliding. I prayed that someone would help me to fight the current pulling the under. My wife cried, "Are you all right?" I kept sliding, praying. I slumped at first, asking for the chance to climb up. I couldn't help with the fall, and in the free fall, I couldn't find the floor. In the hospital, I heard everyone questions, but I couldn't answer. I could no longer speak with my voice. I asked again and again, "May I please have tomorrow?" No one answered.
A bright line divides everything between that moment 1 year ago and everything after it. The date serves as a reminder of where he was before his stroke and how far he still has to go. We're trying to think of Michael's stroke anniversary not as a reminder of what we've lost, but as a celebration of his first year of recovery. With the help of a gigantic network of friends and professionals, Michael has spent the year laying down new pathways in his brain, neuron by painstaking neuron. From hospital bed to wheelchair, to a stationary bike, to a recumbent bike, and finally to his own bike, Michael keeps going. From being unable to comprehend the simplest of commands or to put together sentences, to telling his story at the podium at our local speaker series, Michael keeps working.
On my first year anniversary, I'm setting goals for the year ahead. Returning to the world of work, advocating for victims of stroke, running, driving. We hold on to the words of our neurologist like a talisman. You won't stop improving until you stop trying. So that's what we believe. That's what we celebrate this year. Never giving up.
Michael and Carolyn Obelomia, both seasoned educators, live with their family in Barrington. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.